USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Indianapolis, 19-year-old Brandon Hole shot and killed at least 8 people at a FedEx facility. Indianapolis police officer Janae Cook was live on the scene.
We had 4 people transported by ambulance, 1 in critical condition with gunshot injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. We had 3 others that were transported with various other injuries. And then we had 2 other people that were here at the scene, treated by medical staff, and then released.
President Biden says he wants Congress to do something about it.
Not only these mass shootings that are occurring, every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Britain is preparing for a big Saturday funeral for late Prince Philip at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. It will feature the royal family and include a national minute of silence. Prince Philip passed away a week ago after spending weeks in the hospital. The service will be broadcast on television and streamed online. A ceremonial procession inside the grounds of Windsor Castle will begin right before the service. Queen Elizabeth says she will not take part in the procession. Prince William and Prince Harry will walk apart behind the coffin, separated by their cousin, Peter Phillips. The decision to separate the brothers was made by the Queen. They've had a strained relationship since Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle stepped away from their royal duties last year and moved to California. Meghan Markle, who's pregnant, won't attend the funeral on the advice of her doctor. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, was not invited to the funeral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
According to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the U.S. is continuing to monitor the buildup of Soviet troops along the Russia-Ukraine border. USA's John Clemens reports.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Happening in Cuba.
Viva Fidel!
Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. There's also a list of 8 current and former U.S. officials who are barred from going to Russia, including A.G. Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.